Although crime is down in the largest city in western Massachusetts, the head of the Springfield Police Department is hiring more officers and looking for an increase in the next city budget. The Springfield Police Department is requesting a nearly $3 million increase in the department's budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1, 2017. Police Commissioner John Barbieri said he's trying to reach a goal announced a year ago to increase the number of sworn officers in the department to over 500.
So the city council and the mayor have been nice enough to bump up our manpower in the last couple of years.
Mayor Dominic Sarno and his city hall finance team are weighing the request from the police along with those from other municipal departments and agencies and are expected to recommend a fiscal 2018 budget totaling about $600 million in the next few weeks. Throughout his tenure as mayor, Sarno has repeatedly said public safety is his top priority when it comes to making budget choices. The city's overall crime rate fell 13% last year, according to Sarno, who said efforts must continue to further reduce crime in so-called hot spots. 46 cadets graduated from the police academy last fall, but the net increase of officers was less because of vacancies.
Well, we're attempting to put in a class of about 40 right now. It's already budgeted. It was already approved. It's due to attrition and retirements.
The drive to beef up staffing in the police department comes as plans are being made to create a specialized unit in the Metro Center ahead of the opening of the MGM Casino in September 2018. Barbieri said the new unit will consist of 41 veteran supervisors and police officers who will work out of a new downtown police substation. There are also plans to locate 4 police booths downtown that will be staffed round the clock.
So the goal is to a holistic approach to that area to make it as safe as and as a quality of environment as we can for people to work, play, and live in.
Permanently putting a special unit downtown where the casino is projected to draw 10,000 visitors a day will mean police coverage in other parts of the city will not be reduced.
What you see in the Springfield Police Department is calls for services tend to drag all of our officers from east to west because that's where most densely populated is in the west side of the city. So it's our intention to man the metro area to the level that not only will we be able to provide services to the businesses, the casino, the restaurants, and the residents that decide to work, live, and play in the metro area, but also provide the level of service to the rest of the community that's uninterrupted, what they've come to expect.
The new Metro Center unit is expected to cover an area roughly 10 blocks long, stretching between the casino and Union Station, according to the city's chief development officer, Kevin Kennedy.
It gets a little bit complex as we go through all the details of this, but rest assured, we have a team of people that are working on that.
Kennedy points out that as part of the host community agreement with Springfield, MGM has agreed to pay $1.5 million annually to supplement public safety. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.